The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome to the show. We got the band back together. Yes. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star of Frisco, Texas, where it is 57 degrees. The high is 67. The low is 51.
This is Kurt Daniels. That is Nate Newton. He is Shannon Gross. In the back, y'all can't see him right now, is Chris Beam. I am Zaddy Holly, fresh off the trailer parks.
No. Hey, looking slim and trim.
Slim and trim. I got to put some weight back on if I go down to the trailer parks. They get physical down there. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
Yes, brought to each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Is he coming back?
I don't know. What you think?
Probably not.
I mean,
is he in the contract?
Paid all that money.
Brandon Cooks. He had one more year, I think.
He's got a year.
Gallimore
is the one you got to think about.
Gallimore. Oh, Gallimore.
Corner.
Stephon.
Yeah, he's out of contract.
I was like, wait, it's Gallimore, Stephon.
Yeah. How are y'all?
Good.
Good? You look good, man.
Thank you,
that's
man.
A good weight for you.
Thank you.
You don't look.
Thank you.
You don't look thick.
Thank you.
You look.
A young lady told me I look 10 years younger.
Wow.
Wow.
I said, listen, if you're lying to me, I'll take it.
Lie to me, call me pretty.
Listen, I'll take it any other day. Yeah. You know, any
you
day.
Good. That's a good weight for you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel good.
You're eating regular now.
Feel good, okay?
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm not. Well, yeah, I did have steak. Yes, I did.
Did it just tear you up? First solid meal you had?
I took it slow. Okay. So like I kind of like
ramped up
progressively.
Yeah.
Got back into the mix. Like the first thing I had one egg over well and two pieces of bacon. Like that was like the first thing so the fast broke Wednesday, but I didn't have an appetite. I wasn't hungry. And I just was like,
cuz your stomach was probably like
yeah.
that big.
So I was like, well, I'll wait till the morning. Then the morning came and I was like, all right, let's take it slow. And I had bought one of those egg rings at the store. I've always wanted one, like I make an egg McMuffin.
Like they have it, Waffle House?
Yeah, and just crack the egg in there. So I made one of those, and I took a thick cut piece of bacon, cut it in half, put it in the air fryer, kind of like, let's take it slow. And then progressively worked my way. Today,
what are you doing today?
Oh, today I'm going to get barbecue today.
Oh boy, watch out!
I'm going to get that big old fat sandwich. Nice. Whatever happens.
I'm glad this show is before lunch. It might be bad news.
Yeah,
hitting that rich food after
this sandwich has the chopped brisket, pulled pork, the sausage. The jalapeno sausage,
huh?
yeah. Ooh. Barbecue sauce.
Oh.
It has the onions.
You might be out of commission for a couple of days.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
It'll be worth it.
100%.
Kurt, how are you? We got breaking news right before we came in here, but before we get to that, how are you?
Good. Glad to see you guys.
Yeah. Very patriotic shirt you have on.
You know, it's a little,
God bless America.
Is that in memory of Toby Keith's passing yesterday?
No. Well, I mean, hard out to
who's
his family,
next?
But I'm not a big Toby Keith.
Who's next, by the way?
Wait.
Who's next?
Yeah, Carl Weathers, Toby Keith. Oh. Always comes in threes, doesn't it?
Hope it ain't me.
Morbid over there.
Nate, how are you?
Who's next?
You're very quiet today. You didn't beat on the table. You didn't join in our
for the whooping. We've been beat enough, ain't we?
Yeah, I got it off my chest last week.
Beat enough. What you think?
I talked for 15 minutes last week.
I mean, who been more excited and tan up stuff, rearrange your drinks and all of that up? Like, from winning? Come on, man. Nah, I'm through with the beating on the thing till next year if it's all here.
Well, you're reading some breaking news. What you got in your hand?
Jess sent us a nice little thing. You know, way to just confuse this thing worse, Jess.
Not me. Not my doing.
What's the breaking news there, Jesse?
According to Josina Anderson, we already heard that the Cowboys have interviewed Mike Zimmer. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys have interviewed Aiden Durden. The Cowboys also have interviewed, who was the other one? Ron Rivera. Mm-hmm. Well, let's add another former head coach to the mix. Yeah. One who, like me, enjoys a nice set of feet. I do enjoy a pretty set of toes. I do enjoy a pretty set of toes, if I do say so myself. Okay. You know, the French tip.
Boy, this has turned.
I'm just telling you.
Welcome to the show.
If you got a nice set of toes, I'm a fan.
All right. Well, you and this guy get along really well.
And so is this guy. The Cowboys have interviewed former Jets coach Rex Ryan.
Let's go.
You're excited about this.
And it's not official, but that's the source.
Calvin Watkins confirmed it. Clarence Hill, bunch of guys.
So, Chris, you were saying that one of our podcast mates really wanted this to happen, and he got pretty much roasted for it, right?
Yeah.
The other black guy.
Yeah.
The other black guy. I'm glad he didn't confuse me. The other black guy.
There's more than two.
Isaiah was all over it. He's like, this is the guy I want. He goes, I want Rex Ryan.
And you said he got some crap for it, huh?
Yeah, he got some crap for it.
Well, it is. They interviewed him. So
he says when he was in New England with Tom Brady, he said that was the game that they always dreaded, going against his defense.
Okay.
I mean, he was in the room, so I believe him. So.
Yeah. What do you guys think so far of those guys that they've interviewed?
One guy I didn't recognize his name. You missed Jess.
Dirty?
Yeah.
Durden,
he's the defensive line coach last year.
Okay.
The guy with the accent?
The UK guy.
UK?
He's from the United Kingdom.
Yeah, let him go back.
Man, he's a good dude, though.
Dang, Nate.
Yeah. Wow.
Nate must have been working in the yard this morning.
Yeah, you see, I need some grease.
I need some
hog fat.
All right, so who do you like out of those guys? Or do you like any of them so far?
Anybody that can come in and say, you know what, I'm just going to answer Nate's dream. Stop the run. Any one of those guys. If the UK guy can stop the run, I'm down. Stop the run. Hire anybody you want. It's two things we need. Some thumping linebackers and somebody up front that don't let Hankins get. I'm through. Just anybody that can stop the run.
Kurt?
I think I would probably lean towards Zimmer. Just because is there concern that you have this head coach?
He may not be soft enough.
In the shadows, kind of. Would that be lurking over McCarthy? I mean, I feel like maybe Zimmer's no longer has interest in being head coach with these other guys.
Two years ago, 2 years ago, it was the same thing. Oh, Dan Quinn is waiting. Dan Quinn tore up out of here.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is a make-or-break year, literally, for McCarthy since he's on his last year of his contract.
Can I ask your question?
Yeah.
If this is the last year for Mike McCarthy, what does he have to? Because we 12-5, right. 12-5, right? We've established that. What does he have to do to go from a lame duck coach to getting an extension?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up.
So you gonna answer my question with a question? Let's keep it going. Come on, come on. I've already answered his question with a question. Answer my question with a question.
So going to that, boy, this is like Inception. There's layers to it. Does the regular season even matter next year? You could go 17-0, and if you lose in the first round, it don't, in the words of Nate Newton, it don't matter. Like, does the regular season even matter? Do you even get excited during the regular season? Because 12-5 is a hell of a year.
Yeah.
If you don't do anything in the playoffs, it doesn't matter. So next year, fans just going to be like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, great. We beat that team. Great. They were in the Super Bowl last year. They were in the NFC Championship. Great. Get me to the playoffs. I don't care until we get into the playoff football. Yeah. Does it even matter?
Yes, the regular season
matters.
Answer
this question with a question.
No, I can't do it. I ain't that smart. Yes, it matters in second, and you have to win the second round playoff game. Yes, it matters that the regular season still does matter, and You have to win the second round playoff game. You have to.
Why does it matter?
You went from, boy, have you regressed?
Why does it matter?
Boy, have you regressed?
I regressed.
Last year was, man, get to the NFC championship.
It is. It was. They didn't do it. You have to reset your goals.
But to answer your question, Kurt, I personally think one of the reasons the coaching candidates that the Joneses have been interviewing all have, not all, but most of them have head coaching backgrounds is because, and we talked about this last week, if this season, for whatever reason, according to the schedule, doesn't go to 12-5 or better type plans, and it gets to a point where it's ugly and the locker room has kind of been lost and guys are kind of doing their own thing, I do think the hook can come out midseason for Mike McCarthy, and now you interject one of these guys who have Mike Zimmer or Rex or Rivera, these guys that have head coaching experience to finish out that year.
But that it feels like you're setting McCarthy up to fail.
Why would he want that?
You saw that firsthand.
This is the nature of the business.
Yeah.
When you don't survive in advance where you're supposed to be, this is where you find yourself. You find yourself with that fire lit up under your butt, and you know you could be the flame could be set ablaze on you, or you can blow it out.
Yeah.
Either way, but this is what you've gotten yourself to now.
Is there concern too that? I mean, we saw last year with McCarthy's play calling and the Texas Coast offense or whatever. It took a little while to get, you know, it got better as the season went along. At the first, it struggled a little bit. They can't afford that this year. The defense needs half a season to get going again. McCarthy can't afford that, especially with that schedule.
Pull up the schedule so we can, you know, we throwing the schedule at folks. It's a barn burner. It's a true first place schedule.
Yeah.
The thing that I just feel like, if I'm McCarthy, I'm like, you know what? I came here, what is this, fifth year coming up?
Mm-hmm.
I came here with a five-year contract. How many coaches just really get to fulfill that five-year contract unless they are in some AFC, NFC championship games? This guy, I'll be like, nah, babe, if I'm coming home, I'm coming home. I got these 5 years. I'm going to coach these guys the way I know how. I'm a champion. I'm going to coach them that way. It's going to come down to players. It's going to come down to, can you free agently off-season fix your team? Draft picks, I'm about to give up on. we need some free agents that can come in here and understand the importance of where we at.
Well, good,
as a team.
Because you and Mr. Jones are on the same page, because he's all in. Whatever that means. That means.
see, don't do that, Jeff.
What?
When Mr. Jones say all in, yeah, well, he's a hell of a salesman. Because I know.
Hey, we spent, what, 15 minutes last show defining what all in means, and everybody had a different answer?
Yeah. To me, there's no pressure on Coach McCarthy.
Really?
You know, no lame duck, no nothing. I'm in my fifth year. My offense is in place. I've been a year with my play call with my quarterback. Dak, this is the way I saw the last playoff game. Dak has to play better. Our defense went in, you were 7-8 games in with a major deficit. The middle of your defense has been gashed and lack of linebackers. You did not feel that. Feel that void. Go out and get you until Mozzie does something, I'm not believing in Mozzie Smith. So go out and replace him and replace Gallimore. And get you somebody that can help you slow down the run, and bring back the corner real slow. By the sixth or seventh game, bring him back slowly.
Trayvon,
and we should be okay. Now, the big question I have is, who do we sign out of
Gilmore,
and Jordan Lewis? If we do that right there,
so when you say no pressure on McCarthy, you mean not from a coaching maybe lose your job standpoint, but from a, hey, I got everything in place.
He got everything in place.
I'm doing my job to the best of my ability, so I'm not feeling
pressure. sometimes you got to feel good about you.
Mm-hmm.
And we was doing the pregame shows, and all that week, all you heard was from the players how great a job Coach McCarthy was doing. I don't know if they had got together and said, we're going to set Coach McCarthy up, tell him how great a job he's doing, then we're going to go out here and lay down. You know, maybe they did that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know. But that's all I heard from upper management, from the players, how great a job he did. The players put it solely in their lap. And when they went out there, you didn't see LaFleur and Coach, you know, doing the coin toss, and, you know, you saw the players doing it. And from that point on, our players didn't show up. Now, that falls on the head coach. Okay. But
isn't he, in a way, now relying on it, something he can't control, the defense? I mean, he has really not much say in what's going on over there. His career now, his season, relies on Mike Zimmer or Rex Ryan or whoever. And that seems like it's a difficult situation to
Mm-mm. be in. No, because he will have a hand in picking that coach. What people don't
will he though?
Yes, he will.
Will he?
Because
will
this
he?
Is what
will,
I
will he have it? Will he have the, a the, hand in this when what, they go? So the, let me ask you this question: when they interview,
I'll
Rex,
give you an example. But let me ask you answer okay. you the question with a question.
There we go.
And like I tried to tell, so like I tried to tell everybody, Ron Rivera left the Washington Commanders. Did Eric Bieniemy stay?
No.
So I'm lame and I'm a duck, and one of my wings clipped, yours gonna be clipped too, bruh. All of them leaving. They gonna blow up the squad, bruh. They gonna if they gonna lame duck your head coach, the next head coach is not coming in here, not in today's NFL, say, yeah, we're gonna keep Zim. Yeah, we're gonna keep Al. Yeah, we're gonna keep Floyd. The coach be like, hold on, coach. Nah, coach. I got my guys. I got to know what's going on.
Right.
So if I'm a lame duck, guess what you is? You're a lame duck, too.
So you think Mike McCarthy is in the interviews when they interviewed Rex and Zim and all the other guys? Like, where do you feel?
I think they had a meeting before that, and then Mike made some calls, and Mr. Jones and his staff made some calls, be it Mr. Stephen Jones or Mr. Jerry Jones.
But that's not how it works, right? Head coaches usually pick their coordinators.
Yeah. Right.
Right outside of the owners.
Right.
It's basically, hey, this is still my team. I get to pick all my assistants and coordinators.
But it ain't never worked like that around here.
That's why we're where we're at.
Bruh, the thing is, they're going to have to all work in harmony. If they don't work in harmony.
But how can I work in harmony with people that I don't even agree with?
He's agreeing with these people.
Yes, he is. I don't know.
I don't know about Rex.
That's what I'm
saying. That's why I was sitting over here kind of, that's why I miss the y'all.
Because when you're talking about bringing in guys like Ron, who may be kind of, you know, kind of soft-spoken at times, guys like Zim, who's not soft-spoken at all, guys like Greg, you're talking about bringing in big personalities. You're talking about guys who bring it in with their own opinions. You're talking about guys who bring it with their own experience, and they're like, who the hell are you? Like, who the hell are you, Mike McCarthy? I, too, was a head coach. I, too, understand how to put together a team. I, too, understand how to do what I'm
Some
supposed to do.
Some guys are window dressing. Some guys are window dressing.
Who? Rex window dressing?
For the fans, the promotion, how good it looks. That's window dressing, man. Rex ain't, Rex good at doing what he do over Sunday.
Hey, Chris has a really good point he'd like to bring up and then take us to break. Chris?
McCarthy hired Mike Nolan as the defensive coordinator.
And we'll be right back on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls, With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys, the second segment brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. So we got to Kurt. Who was your pick?
Well, Zimmer.
Before we got question on question on question on question.
I think he's...
You think Zimmer?
Yeah, the history and all that. I think he would be the leading candidate. I don't know if he's the right one, but I think he's the leading one.
All right, Jess, what about you?
Yeah, out of that mix, Rex will be fun.
It would be fun.
It would be absolutely fun.
We have a lot to talk about every week.
Man, we would definitely have a lot to talk about. But Zim, I would go with Zim.
You?
I think Rivera is a. I've heard he's a. Players coach. His players really love him. He would be fun because he likes to gamble. They call him, what, Riverboat Ron? Mm-hmm. So that would give us stuff to talk about. Maybe not always good. Zim's kind of boring, I guess. But he's a hell of a DC. My thing with him is, does he identify with those guys over there?
Can he relate to younger
Can he relate
players?
To it? Because he's old school. You know, he's part of that. You got this whole new young youth movement in the league now, and these older – seems like these older coaches are – when you get close to, you know, what, 60-ish, you're kind of getting that – it seems like that's the old school way, right? And those guys are kind of leaving the league. So that would be the one thing that I would – but, hey, if he can stop the run and, like you said, get some linebackers that thump.
Are you surprised they're not looking at any younger
– And they should get Mike Vrabel. That's what they should get. He can deal with the young folks.
Has anybody talked to him?
Nah, he's too old. He's that thing you're talking about, old school. Owners are in on that now. Owners are like, I want the youngest and freshest mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's who's getting it. You know, you came up with a like, you know.
We tried that on the offensive
that
side.
That Canadian style offense. And, man.
Funny report about Mike Vrabel. They were saying some of the reason why he didn't get certain jobs. I don't know how true this is, but it was rumored that he was too physically imposing. That he was meeting with owners and general managers,
really?
And just his sheer size
really?
Scared people off.
intimidating?
Yeah, they were like, he's too intimidating.
I don't think that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, they're like, he's too intimidating. He's physically imposing. He doesn't come off like as friendly because of his size. And you know, I was like. Okay.
And how did Dan Campbell get a job? That dude.
That was 3-4 years ago. That was before this new wave jumped in there.
I was bummed. I was 50-50. I was bummed that Dan Quinn was leaving, but I was also excited because I'm interested to see.
I was more excited.
That he was going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you just. I think at window dressing, maybe like Nate was saying, you're going to bring the whole band back together again, the head coach.
Something OC, had to change, right?
Quarterback.
Yeah, it's not changing on the offensive side of the ball, so let's change it on the defensive side of the ball and see what happens. So.
The only thing I don't like about the departure of Dan Quinn is like –
the guys you have in here that fit that system?
No, I didn't like the way the fans were like, good riddance. I was like, wait a second. Now, like, we our memory all of a sudden.
Last year we were,
like, you know, but what I'm saying, like, you understand, we talked about Mike Nolan, right? Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn took over a historically bad defense. Yeah. And in a short amount of time, led the league in sacks, then backdoor led the league in turnovers, and moved this defense literally a 180 from historically bad to damn near historically good. Mm-hmm. And I know that the last maybe 6 or 7 weeks of the season probably didn't sit well with a lot of people, but I was like, damn, are we going to just erase everything that was before that, like that he had done? I do think Washington got a quality head coach.
I do too, and I work with a guy that lives in D.C. Mm-hmm. He said the fans up there are not happy. Mm-mm. He said they are blasting. Blasting that hire. And I'm like, no matter what, his players are going to play for him. His players loved him. Mm-hmm. Like they will play hard for him. They love that guy. He gets down in the dirt with them. Like, you can say what you want about, you know, what his teams have done defensively in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, but like you're right, man. Like memory is so short around here. Like last year, if he would have left last year, everybody would have been like, why didn't you fire McCarthy and hire DC? And we got, half a year of bad football and then a bad playoff game, and it's like, get out of here.
You suck. Yeah, you're terrible.
And the lame duck coach survives again. I keep telling you that lame duck thing, y'all. Boy, it ain't what you think it is now. Yeah, it ain't what you think it is. Remember, Kellum got Jason out of here. But you know what? Mike McCarthy, once again, the lame duck made it right on through. I just believe he got the ear of his family. Because if you could have got rid of Coach McCarthy with no problems, just slid him right on out the door after this bad playoff loss, man, fans was ready for everybody to be gone.
Well,
everybody, including the quarterback.
You got shorts on today,
Jason? Yeah, pants on today. They're thin, though. Me and Drake about to be on the internet. So how do you feel, and I don't know how true this is, it's a rumor it is, but one of the reasons why Jerry kept Mike McCarthy was because Mike still has the 1 year left on his deal, and Jerry didn't want to have to pay Mike to kind of sit on the fat part of his butt.
Man, I don't know how to, you know.
Do you believe in that? Or you're saying why you brought him back, out this deal.
I think Dak really likes
him. $5 million
to give away. I think Dak really, really likes him as his head coach. And there's a few players that really, really like the way McCarthy does things. That has the ear of the owner. They like how he does things. And even though we as fans, and I'm talking from a fan perspective, don't want to hear that. Because, y'all have drilled us. Mr. Jones have drilled us and all of his ownership group that we are a Super Bowl team, that we deserve better. Da, 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 da. They don't believe in steps. But to say this, we have not taken any steps.
Great Wall of China.
We have not taken any steps. I mean, 12-5, and you still ain't took no steps.
At some point, you rolled the 12-5 dice, right? 3 times.
That's so funny, Jeff.
And you've crapped out every time. At some point, you're just gonna ass end your way into something, right?
Think,
if you just get like Parcells, just get me to the dance. We've gotten to the dance 3 years in a row, and like just luck would say, even if you're a bad team, you're gonna beat a good Green Bay beat us, right?
But skill pays the bill. Skills pay the bills, and everyone is getting better around you. Everyone is getting. Washington will be a better football. I'm not saying they're going to be world beaters. They will be a better football team next year.
I think you have to do something. And I think I've changed my train of thought on this because I was not on this platform. But I think you got to go make when the free agent deadline comes up, I think you got to look at at glaring deficiencies and go, we have to go get a good player to fill this, this, and this. Because they haven't done that in a long time. No. And what's happened? The glaring deficiencies that you had during the season get exposed.
They spent that money on their own guys. So are you going to spend that big money? I mean, you've got Lamb.
Parsons, I mean, it hadn't worked.
Dak. I mean,
we talk about how great the draft is and how they do a great job of going and getting this guy and growing this guy and paying this guy. And where are we at? Like, something's got to change.
You have two
right?
glaring needs on defense, and that is
the middle.
Well, not just one glaring need. You got to stop the run. Mm-hmm. And however you have to do that, you have to do that. And I'm with Shannon. You know, we drafted a guy high, and he went out and lost 25 pounds. You know,
gosh, man.
You know, you don't do that, bro. You don't come from a university and you 325 pounds, and all of a sudden the season start, you 285 pounds.
You need to go get him, sit him down in the training table, and bring him an 8-pound bag of fries. This is how you do it.
High cholesterol can probably kill this kid.
Nick had an interesting thought on that. I hope he doesn't mind me sharing that. But he's like, you remember back when we first got Mozzie, he's like, I don't really like football. I just like to hit people.
Mm-hmm.
We were only hit people like on Sundays. So what are you doing the rest of the time?
Wow.
Are you actually learning football? Are you
No, these guys don't.
I just feel bad.
I call out people because I don't want no more trouble. I don't want no more trouble. But I've long said this. There are some people who are in this league, who are on this team, who like what football brings. They don't like football. I don't know. Does that make sense?
That makes all the sense in the world.
There are guys in this league, and not just NFL, but baseball and basketball. A lot of, there are guys in the league and on this team who love and like what football brings. They do not like football. I hope that makes sense. I hope that you pick up what I'm putting down. But that's where I'm at with some of these guys. They love what the game brings. They do not like the game.
Has it always been like that?
Always.
When you played.
Always.
I think it was less of it early on, right? I think guys.
If you played, you played.
As the money grew, as the fame grew, as the money got secure.
Remember when we played? You know, you can be for $50 million, but you're at over 4 years.
Nothing.
But you know what? You may get that 1 year,
right.
And
then
nothing is guaranteed. Yeah. As the money became secure, players changed the way they thought.
Yeah.
Mm. And you know, you can almost tell when a guy loves football.
Yeah. You know the guys that love football. You know Sean Lee loved football.
Yeah.
You never questioned the Sean Lee.
Why you had
football?
To go back that far? Why
no,
you
couldn't that's just... the first. That's the first thing that came to my mind with Sean Lee. Right, I think about guys that love football. Mm-hmm. Right, like Sean Lee loved
Jason
football.
Jason Witten loved
Marion Barber.
Loved football.
Yeah.
Right, like these are guys that love football. There's other guys you go, I'm not to bring his name up in a negative light, but we were having a conversation the other day. I was talking to with a guy. I played basketball with a guy, King McClure, who played at Baylor. And so Rico Gathers' name came up. And he said, hey, man, whatever happened to him? I go, that's an example of a guy who loved what football bring, but did not love football. This was a guy who they were trying. They were like, you're our project. We're going to pour into you and pour into you. And he wanted to go to the studio and be a rapper.
Kept him around for years, too.
He wanted to be a rapper. And they're like, dude. We're trying to make you the next Antonio Gates. We're trying to make you the next Jimmy Graham. Let's roll. Let's go. Like, you have the size, the ability. Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, as soon as practice is over, I booked a studio session. Like, I got studio time. The engineer's in there. I got this mean verse I'm about to lay down. Boss Man Fat, right? Another one, yep. Right? And another guy who they high draft pick. Skills were there. Like, the physical skills were there. Oh, you wanted to be in the street. You wanted to hang around with dudes who shooting guys at clubs. And you wanted to make rap albums. There's no, like, those two don't exist. You can't.
You know the crazy part about him is he could get a Super Bowl ring.
He plays for Kansas City right now.
Does he really? I didn't even know that.
He's on their roster.
Yeah.
So I mean,
he's on their practice squad. Baby.
There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys who throughout the years, I'll give friend of mine, Bruce Carter. Bruce Carter was a kid who just was elite at football from the time that he was a little league. Right? And he was just like, Bruce did not like football. Hmm. He just so happened to have kept growing and being good. And they were like, hey, you got to play football. He was like, come on. Okay. And then he was the best linebacker in high school. And he goes to Carolina and he's like one of the best linebackers in the league. But he's like, oh.
Doesn't that make somebody like you? Doesn't that
piss
you
off?
Because if you would have had your mentality and your work ethic and his body.
I used to be mad at Kevin Ogletree all the time. I'm like, how does Kevin Ogletree get opportunity after opportunity after opportunity? Kevin Ogletree could care less about the game of football. Could care less about playing that game. But they kept writing them checks, and they kept paying them, and they kept them around. Didn't care two craps about the game of football. Had speed, had athleticism, and it kept them around for probably three more years than he deserved to be in the league.
Wow.
All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, Super Bowl. Is it too early in the week?
That tractor trailer up off them folks just
beep, 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 beep. I'm already a little bit in. I can't say nothing about current guys right now. I gotta let some time pass before I can start going at more guys on the
team.
Let's
go to break before Jesse starts throwing the current guys.
Some dead bodies.
We'll be right back. Last segment. Can we do Super Bowl predictions? Is it too early in the week?
No, it's the only show we got.
All right, let's do it when we come back on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James right here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every, not day anymore, show.
Week.
By Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. And here in a minute, we will see if Jesse stands by his midseason prediction that no one will beat the 49ers.
I stand on business.
Oh, he's going to
I stand on business.
Even though he's playing against my homie. Different dude.
People are mad at me when I go in stores around the area because, hey, man, what do you think about the Super Bowl? I don't care. What? I don't care. I said the Cowboys, I don't care who wins. Oh, boy, that's kind of bad.
You know what? I got to give you props, Nate, because you are truly a Cowboy fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you really, really are. Like, I know it's the ongoing bit where you don't pick against them and everything. And
that does smell good. Sorry.
It smells so good.
That does smell
whiskey. Pass it around. But you really are.
Oh, yeah,
you really
man.
Don't care. That's not just a bit. Like, if the Cowboys ain't in it, when their season's done, it's like, all right, I'm done. I'll watch, but I don't care.
If I wouldn't have some business going on in the metro, I'd be gone.
Be out of here.
I'll be out of here, man.
Wouldn't even be worried about football. Huh?
Come on, man. Why?
Is there any part of you that doesn't want San Fran to win? Just
No. I'm going to go with the NFC.
Okay.
Even though I know that kid up there, your homeboy up there, he's your homeboy now because he's been there for some years. Okay. Your homeboy is cold-blooded, man. Even though your homeboy up there, I'm going to NFC. Yes, sir. I'm going to stick with the NFC.
Okay. I thought maybe because of the rivalry.
Mm-mm, I ain't got no problem with the rivalry. We ain't no rivalry. Yeah. They done beat us. They going to the Super Bowl. Rivalry over.
I'm talking about back in the day. Like, maybe you don't want them to have as many Super Bowls.
Because we got Deion from. We stole Deion from them the next year and beat them. We prayed them, so it don't matter.
And they gave you Charles, too.
Yes, sir.
Which
Charles
actually changed your career. So you ought to be thankful to the 49ers.
Yes,
right?
I am. And love their owner. Their old owner, you know.
DeBartolo.
Oh, God, he know how to take care of a player now. Yes, he does. Oh. Love him, man.
You see that look?
Yeah, because he took care of Charles. I mean, still to this day.
Really?
Yeah, Charles walking around barefooted in our lunchroom and barefooted in his lunchroom, too.
Bible said God takes care of fools and babies. What the Bible say? I don't say that. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says
that God says that
God takes care of fools.
You use my word. You said it.
So before we do our picks, any Super Bowl memory you want to share? I know we ask every once in a while, but it's been a while.
Yeah, just the parties that we partied.
He don't know about nothing about the game.
No. Oh, it's always the Atlanta, Arizona.
The bars that we went in.
Did you guys ever, maybe not the first one,
right,
but was 2 and 3, was it kind of like, we got this, dog. We
played the 49ers,
we about
right?
to run these jokers.
We played the 49ers for the NFC Championship 2 times?
Oh, I don't know.
It was
Packers that 1 year.
The Packers. Because we truly believe, not just us, the Cowboys, but we truly believed in the NFC.
That's the best.
Once we won that game was just something
that
we did.
That was the Super Bowl?
And I'm for real. I'm for real, man. We used to go to the Pro Bowl. And the NFC Championship, we'll be looking at the Green Bay Packers. We'll be looking at the 49ers. Be like, yeah, you know. We knew it was over, bro. That's just how it was because NFC ruled. Much like Brady
Did y'all ever, once you won that game, I think this is what you're asking. Yeah. Did y'all just kind of put it on cruise and be like, let's just go
That's
party?
Literally what I just asked.
Yeah.
Let's just go party. But I'm saying it more blunt.
Yeah.
Let's just go party.
No. We knew we had to close. We knew we had to close the deal. We always knew we had. We believe.
I love this show.
But
I love y'all, man. Yeah. I swear.
But
I'm sorry.
We really believe. No. Go ahead. You're having your fun. We really believed.
Sometimes I have to, this side of the table, I have to word it just a little bit different to try to get the answer we want. You know how that is.
We really believed that you took care of business. Coach had us programmed. You can party as hard as you want as long as you gave me that same effort on the field.
Mm.
So if you spent
that's a hell of an effort they put on the field.
If you
Mike would tell you if they're gonna double team me on the field, I'm gonna get double team off the field.
If you gonna do one from one o'clock at night to 4 a.m, at least get me from 8 a.m. to 6 in the evening. You know? So hey, we studied film and we studied clubs too. Yeah.
There you go.
Harry Hines is mapped out, baby.
Y'all wouldn't survive these days. They done let them loose down there from what I hear.
What I see on the news. What you see.
Turn them loose down there. Mm-hmm. All right, fellas, it's that time. The big game is Sunday. Where are y'all watching the game, by the way?
Home.
Home?
Yeah, I'll probably be home, too.
Home?
I got a little appearance I'm going to do, so yeah. Good. Yeah, I'm going to get paid watching this time.
You bring out the rings? Why you never bring out your rings?
It takes a little bit more money. It takes a little bit more money. Yes, it does. I'm talking about over to 10 G's and more, you'll get the rings.
With the quickness.
Yeah. And you know he means that. Yeah. Like he means that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, he means
that. Because you were supposed to bring the rings in. You were supposed to bring your...
If we ever get to the NFC.
You were supposed to bring your Troy ring. Aikman... Yeah. Rolex Giffen, you didn't bring that in?
NFC Championship. It'll get.
Did y'all get little mini trophies?
I think we did, but I lost them. I don't know where they
are. You're getting another ring here coming up, too. Another.
Oh, yeah.
Another Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Texas Sport Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, just, you know. You know, gifts, you know, just keep on coming. I mean.
God take care of fools and babies.
Here's another gift. Take your lotion.
Chris already told me whiskey.
God keep taking care of these fools and babies, man.
Yeah, they do, man.
I'm a bit of a fool,
go
too.
Go do something crazy.
Yeah. All right, Kurt, we shouldn't even ask you. We know.
Yeah, I mean, I think 49ers are a better team, but... You got that Mahomes magic. Yeah. They've been there before.
Can't bet against him.
Yeah, you just can't bet
against him.
What's your score?
It'll be a close one. Let's say 28-27.
Chris, what'd you got?
I'm going to go with Kansas City 31-21.
31-21. Nate?
I'm going to go with the 49ers, the NFC.
Okay.
By one, because they're going to take everything they got to keep them dogs off.
Jesse, what you got? San Fran.
I got to stick with
the Boombox Boys.
I got to stick with them, man. I think they're going to pull this one out.
It's going to be close, huh?
27-24.
Ooh, 27-24.
And I mean... Luck favors the prepared mind. Because the things that have happened to the 49ers to get here, it's been weird, bro. It's just, you know, it's been weird.
I think this is when they come out and have their best game.
Yeah.
They come out and have their best game.
So I got to break the tie, huh?
No, you don't have to, my friend. Jesse. Go with your heart.
Nate and Jesse, the two former players, are picking San Fran.
Well, I'm stuck. I was stuck. I had no choice. I've been going NFC forever.
I think I'm with everybody else. I think San Fran's probably all around the better team and got better talent. It's like, did you hear what Cam Newton said? I think it was this last week.
No.
And if you think about it, he's probably not wrong. He said Brock Purdy is probably the 10th best player on the 49ers team as far as talent. If you think about it, it's like.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You look around, you see, you know.
But then you got.
Christian McCaffrey, Debo, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner. Who else am I missing?
Another linebacker when he qualified.
Dre Greenlaw. Yeah.
Oh, geez, what I wouldn't give to have one of those.
Yeah, you might be right. You get down the list.
I mean, it's way down there. So, but then you got the Mahomes factor that the kid just,
you can't quantify it.
You can't. But I see a scenario where he gets shut down on the last drive by that defense.
Mm, all right.
But I'm going to pick Kansas City.
Oh.
Kansas City, I'm going to say 31-27. Kansas City. All right, nice. There we go. So we'll be back, I guess, next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Are we all going to be here next week?
Yes, sir.
God willing. It's so much fun when we're all here together. You'll be here, Chris. Do you ever leave?
No.
No? By the way,
before we go, let me ask Chris this question.
Go ahead.
So, because you would think to yourself, there's two ways to think about this.
Mm-hmm.
The one way is that Chris has created now a vortex of a job security that only he truly understands, knows how to run and operate. But then you get stuck here because no one else can run and operate the way you do.
No time off.
So do you no lunch ever want to train up someone to be able to say, you know what? I'm going to go and take a couple of days off because that person now may be a little younger, maybe a little cheaper.
You know, injury creates opportunity.
Opportunity. Like, do you think about that? You're like, you know what? I'll show him some stuff, but I'm not giving him everything.
Right. He has.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Scott
Purcell. Yeah, oh, yeah.
He has Scott Purcell.
Scott
couldn't run that board.
Scott, no, he's run interference. Somebody always got to have an angel.
Gotta have a sponsor.
Gotta have a sponsor.
Hey, Chris.
Saying anything, but don't look over your right shoulder.
No, we're good.
The lady
jazz
with the green hair.
When I started doing this, we had like 3 podcasts.
Oh, I know.
And now we have like 8.
I know.
So I've expanded it. So, like I said, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
There you go. And I owe you guys a big thank you. My teeth did
for bringing you back?
No, my dad too. Thank you for the invite. Thanks for having me. And
that's a perfect example. Another perfect example. When you walked away, we went to Derek and said, hey, if you're going to bring anybody else in here, consult us. Consult us. Don't just put anybody with Hanging with the Boys because they may not fit.
Oh.
I don't know if Derek listened to us or like, you know.
Well, if you keep talking, he's going to walk around that corner because his show's next.
That's fine. That's cool. Let's he won't be able to hear us. I hope.
That is a good point because, like, you pull any one of us out, it's got to be the right.
Got to be the right mix.
It's
a hard room to get into, like Jason Garrett said.
Even the guy or girl that don't want to talk cannot replace Kirk.
That's true, though. They can't. Because Kurt has his zingers. Kurt has his one-liners. Kurt has his information. Kurt has his ability to get us to get us a show run sheet every day.
It's a delicate balance.
Yes.
But thank y'all for encouraging me to go to the dentist. I have one more appointment next week, and then I'm up to speed, and I will never not go every, 4 months or 6 months?
Every 6 months.
I'm back. Now I just got
to. You know how bad you want to have. It's the 8th appointment.
But I know.
They got to go to section. They can't do all at one time.
You want to know how bad it was. Wow. She got my mouth open and the hygienist, right? They had to do a deep cleaning. Yeah. It's so bad they had to do one. It's not like my teeth were like all gritty. It's just been a long time. Yeah. She had to do this half. I got to go back and get this half done. They couldn't do it all because they had to numb me to just clean, right? And she got my mouth. She goes, "Are you a smoker?" I said, "Never smoked anything in my life. Drink coffee? No, ma'am." Just tea. My teeth were so stained up.
Damn.
It's been so long. But thank y'all. And now
next
I got to go.
Next
the doctor. As soon as I get this done, I'm going to get the doctor part taken care of. So thank y'all for caring more about my health than I do. So I appreciate it. So anybody that's been a while since you've gone and got your teeth fixed, go before they get like mine where you have to go back 87 times before you get them fixed. So there you go. Thank you, guys.
Proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right, fellas, great show, man. This was fun. I don't want to leave, but we got to go so Derek doesn't get mad at us. Jesse, Kurt, Nate, enjoy the Super Bowl. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. My man,
Josh.
What is his name? I forgot his name for a second myself. I was like, what is his name?
Get us up on the socials. Jazz, we miss you. Brother Will, come see us sometime. We will be back next week. Talk about the Super Bowl and other things on Hanging with the Boys. We out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this?